Sure, thanks for that. I was going quite quickly at that point, probably, and under some time pressure. So I guess my concern here is we already have systems where we envisage a commander applying a weapon system to a group of vehicles that are reasonably closely co-located. And that weapon system may involve multiple individual warheads, missiles, and the like, which, when applied to that group of vehicles, have some capacity to apply force specifically to the individual target objects, the vehicles themselves. So in that situation where the vehicles are relatively proximate to each other, I don't find it too problematic to conceptualize that group of vehicles as a military objective, as a target for the attack, and for the weapon system to undertake some relatively complex functions so as to apply its individual components to the specific objects that comprise that target. However, if we move into systems that can loiter over a longer period of time or are simply deploying more such munitions or warheads, I think we risk a situation where rather than having a group of vehicles that are relatively closely co-located, they may just simply be spread over a wider area. The fact that there was a town in my imagery was not intended to convey specifically an attack on an urban area even. It was just to give a sense that as these vehicles are separated over a wider area, my sense of it, how satisfactory it is to conceptualize that as a target, as an individual target in a way, or a specific military objective, I find that much more difficult. And I think at the same time, where the location of those specific vehicles is not necessarily known to the commander, that also raises questions about how the legal assessment is being undertaken. So I think, given that autonomy is linked to potentially wider areas of operation, I think that there's a risk in that, that we start to conceptualize targets in much broader terms, as in the vehicles of the enemy as a whole. And it would seem to me applying a system that simply attacked the vehicles of the enemy as a whole wouldn't provide a sufficient level of granularity in terms of the legal assessments that were being made in relation to the specific locations of those vehicles. So somewhere in that dilemma, I think we need to think about how we constrain the concept of an attack and how we, in some ways, bound the concept of what a specific military objective can amount to. Thanks.